Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Havells India Limited, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Michelle. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings call of Havells India. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Anil Rai Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rajesh Kumar Gupta, Whole-time Director, Finance and Group CFO, Mr. Amit Kumar Gupta, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Rajiv Goel, Executive Director. I now hand over the floor to Mr. Anil Rai Gupta for his initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhoomika. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for attending the call today. Hope you would have reviewed the results by now. Overall, I would say consumer demand has been muted, partly due to unseasonal weather, which impacted the B2C business. Demand lately seems to be improving. B2B and Lloyd have grown well. Deflationary trend in LED business has impacted the consumer lighting revenues. However, there is healthy growth in professional lighting. Lloyd performance has been encouraging, and the brand is building upon the positive momentum. Commodities have relatively softened, while the impact has not been fully reflected in the margins. Working capital levels improved during the quarter with normalization of inventories. We can now move to Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Just quick three questions. Firstly, could you give us a sense on volume growth for, you know, cable and wire, lights, switchgears and Lloyd, please?
Volume growth of cables and wires has been more than 30%, and in case of lighting, it's around mid-single digits, about 6%-8%.
Anything on Lloyd and switchgear?
Lloyd has been, I think, pretty much the same as that of the value growth. And switchgears is,
how much is the volume in terms of volume?
Volume is same as the value growth.
Okay, get it. Secondly, after during the quarter, there was this new media article which talked about Lloyd getting into white label manufacturing. Could you please clarify if that's true? And if yes, what is the intention here, and when can we expect any sales booking in the P&L, please?
Well, we've been looking at expanding our international business, for not only Lloyd, but for other product categories. And, yes, there is an opportunity, available in manufacturing, not only, other products, but also air conditioners for white labeling. Just like the same way we have been doing switchgears in the past for, known, international brands. So we are looking at that opportunity, and we have already started some very small quantities, to be exported. But this is something which we'll be open to look at in the future. It will be very difficult to give an estimate of what is the kind of, revenues that we're looking at this point of time. It will develop over the next few years.
And is it very clear that this will only be for exports and nothing for the domestic brands?
Yeah, we don't see that as a part of our strategy as of now.
Get it. And does it help for faster EBIT breakeven for Lloyd? Because you'll utilize more capacity. So naturally it should, but any comments?
Yeah, that's also one of the reasons that we have developed the highest capacity in terms of manufacturing and air conditioners with the second plant coming in. So it will definitely give operating leverage.
And lastly, sir, on fans, what should we expect ahead? I understand what has happened earlier, but would you see fiscal 24 a volume growth for the industry and Havells?
No, I think fan has undergone a tough period in the last year with the rating change. So I can't say much for the industry. Obviously, industry will follow a regular growth for as far as all installation electrical products. But Havells has been putting in, you know, a lot of investments in distribution enhancement and especially R&D on developing newer and newer fans. So we expect a good growth for fans in the coming year.
Like anything upwards of 15% on volume?
See, unfortunately, one of the large periods of growth for fans has been muted because of the first quarter. So we'll put in all our efforts in the third quarter and fourth quarter, but difficult to give a number right now, and we don't give numbers.
Understand. So thank you so much. All the best. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Renu Baid from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. So my first question is, if you look at the strong volume growth in cables and wires, clearly cables we have seen a positive tailwind from the B2B segment of the market. But if you look at the portfolio of switchgear and cable and wire, where do we see the divergence in volume growth if the infra demand is so strong? And by
Renu,
when do you expect...
Renu, I think you're on the speakerphone. I can't hear you very properly.
Ma'am, may we request you to kindly use your handset to ask a question?
Sure. Am I audible now?
Yes, ma'am. Please proceed.
Yeah. So my first question is, if you look at the robust volume growth, which has been seen in the cables and wires portfolio for some time now, how should we look at the demand supportive of these numbers? And somewhere when we see switchgear and cables and wires both being driven by the B2B or infra-led demand, capex-led demand, where do we see the divergence where switchgear continues to be a bit soft and cables and wire volume remaining pretty robust in high double-digit levels?
Renu, I think, you know, if you look at the last 6 months rather than just last quarter, switchgears, you know, in the last quarter had grown by almost about 30%. So we have to look at a little bit of a longer period rather than just one quarter. One quarter can be different because of, you know, certain base effect also. For example, last year, I remember there was a little bit of a base effect in cables and wires, which actually gave much higher growth in the first quarter. In this year, whereas there was a base effect in the fourth quarter of last year for switchgear. So I think it will be better to actually have a little bit of a longer term view rather than just a quarter.
But then both these categories together, because of the strong underlying drivers, should sustain this double-digit growth in the next 12-18 months the way we're looking at the end markets?
So two parts to the business, the industrial and infrastructure demand continues to remain strong, which will affect the underground business, underground cables business and the industrial switchgear. In both cases, you know, our business for in domestic switchgear as well as in domestic wires, the proportion is higher if you look at the entire business. So there we see that the construction cycle is also seeing some revival. So in the next 12 to 18 months, we should see both good growth in both the segments, both cables and switchgears.
Sure. The second question is on the profitability front. While we have known that at least in ECDs, fans and air conditioners, there has been cost under recovery on the new energy efficient rated products. But where do we see this divergence getting knocked out and margins also starting to improve back along with volume growth that we are seeing in some of these categories? Or what would be your strategy to bridge this gap in gross margins and overall operating margin profile? While overall top-line growth for Havells has remained pretty healthy.
So if I understand the question correctly, I think, you know, fans, for example, we had seen unprecedented cost raw material increases in the last 1.5 years. That has been softening to some extent. We would have seen better margins in fans in the first quarter had it not been for the unseasonal rains, leading to some under-absorption on manufacturing overheads. So we definitely see that the ECD business margins as well as especially the fans will improve in the coming times. Lloyd is definitely a journey, and we will continue to, you know, keep pushing for market share, but we also see margin expansion given the raw materials now abating to some extent. So we will see over a period of time margins also expanding in Lloyd.
Sure. And lastly, if I can ask one more question. While the broad belief is that FMEG categories and market has become overcrowded with multiple players and competitive advantages edging out, you think there are any sub-segments categories where you would want to accelerate focus or enter those segments in the coming time to ensure that the business profitability and positioning remains fairly robust?
I think Havells is in a very unique position of being a very diversified electrical play, and we are present, and not only present but also you know, with good amount of market share in each business segment. So that actually gives us the confidence that the kind of product categories that we have, other than the last 1.5 years where there was, you know, too much of volatility of raw materials, our margins have been quite stable. Hence, I don't see this increased intensity in the competition or anything is really affecting the, you know, margins to some extent. But it's, on the other hand, you know, our growth has been healthy, and that clearly indicates that we want to and we will continue to strive to, you know, increase our market shares in each product category that we are in. So I, you know, I've been hearing this for the last 10, 20 years that the competition intensity has been increasing. But the fact is that there are two ways to look at, you know, there are only two things to look at the business, whether the growth is coming or the margins are being maintained or expanding or not. So, you know, there will be some periods where the margins can come under pressure, but there could be, this could be due to many reasons other than just increased intensity of competition.
Got it. Thanks much and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question is on the Lloyd's portfolio. Firstly, there has been a healthy growth despite an unseasonal quarter for RACs. So basis that, I have a couple of questions. Firstly, have we gained market share? And how has the non-RAC portfolio done there? And thirdly, now that you know that EMS thing has come in, so keeping that in mind, where do you see this segment breaking even in terms of margin?
No, so EMS portion is very, very small for us. And as I said, it will develop over the next few years. So let's focus only on the India business as well as the branded business for the present moment. To your question, we do believe over the last we have gained market share in air conditioners. And we continue to remain amongst the top three even in the first quarter. So we do believe that we probably have been able to achieve, you know, better than market growth and hence increase in market shares in air conditioners in the first quarter as well. And as far as the other products are concerned, we've always said that our market shares are extremely low, and that is growing at a decent pace, though, you know, there are also the market competition as well as the established brands are very strong. So it will be a slow increase, slow burn, but it is continuing to grow at a healthy pace.
All right. And so my next question is on the ECD portfolio. So there we've seen a muted growth. However, since you've mentioned that the demand has started picking up lately, so how do you see this segment over the next few unseasonal quarters that will be there? And secondly, on the fans segment, I understand that Havells is mostly into premium fans. So could you just, you know, just share how the demand for BLDC fans has been and what's your share of premium fans in the overall fan category?
Too many questions. I may not have all the answers at this moment with all the numbers. But the if on a general basis, I think, you know, still the seasonal impact of the second quarter, if we take away, we do believe that the ECD business should have good growth numbers in the second half of the year. Yes, our market shares are very high in the premium side of the business, and that's where our focus is. That's why most of our R&D investments continue to go in. And, you know, most of our business comes from the premium segment. And it's also not just in the premium segment, even in the, you know, less decorative or base fans also, we've always been at a higher end of the market. You know, for example, even if it's not a 10,000 rupee fan but a 2,000 rupee fan, our focus has been to give a better quality and a featured product to the consumer. So we are at a premium even in the base fan category. So our market shares are extremely strong in the premium segment, and there we believe we have been gaining market shares.
All right. And sir, just last one housekeeping question. Sir, other income and other expenses both have increased sharply. So can you just throw some light on that?
So other income has a non-recurring part of the income of a sale of a property of worth about 10 crores. The other SG&A is a little bit of an increase on increased warehousing space because of unseasonal range of the product. So large amount of air conditioners were there. So rentals have also increased, but also to some extent, normalized expenses of travel and all have come back, which were muted for a couple of years.
All right, so thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhartha Bera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question again is on the margin side, first for Lloyd. So we have seen even the contribution margin dropping slightly on the quarter on quarter. So has there been any discounts, price cuts which has led to this? And second is, I mean, over a medium term, will it be possible to indicate we'll be going back to that double digit contribution margins maybe in the next couple of years, or do you think that is still some time away?
So I think, if you're comparing specifically with the fourth quarter, yes, fourth quarter was, you have full production, all plants running full speed. But in the first quarter, there were manufacturing overheads which were under-absorbed. So that led to some contraction in the margin in the first quarter. But going forward, as I said, as the raw materials are, now stabilizing, so we do believe that the margins will increase in the especially in the second half of the year where there will be sales coming back for the room air conditioners.
And sir, on the longer-term margin outlook?
As I said, we don't give numbers, but it will continue to improve from here. Our first focus is to continue to expand into this very large business segment. It's more than 1 lakh crore right now. Last year, we did 3,500 crores. So first focus is to become an established player, and also margins will continue to improve with our better positioning in the market as well as better volumes.
Got it. The second point again on this commodity side, you have mentioned that there is some softening, but it's not fully reflected. Will it be possible to quantify how much benefit we may see given the current commodity prices which you are looking at?
No, I will not be able to quantify that.
Okay. So overall, sir, I think in the past we have also indicated that EBITDA margins will try to achieve in the range of 12 to 14%. So that still stays, or do you think given the current market environment, it will be difficult to comment?
Yeah, I think overall 13 to 15% is the range for Havells standalone business, depending upon the quarter or the season or the product mix. And then, of course, Lloyd is separate, but overall, 13 to 14.5, 15% is for the Havells annual.
Got it. Okay, sir. I'll come back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Charanjit Singh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the overall, inventory levels in the channel for, especially room ACs and also for the fans as a category. How is that across the channel?
I think the channel inventory is not at a high level because, we did see some summer coming back in the month of June where the primary sales did not happen from the company, but the secondary channel inventories were flushed out. So I think the channel inventories are at a normalized level.
Okay. And sir, if you have to look at, from rural versus urban, any specific demand trends if you can highlight how those markets are shaping up? Do you see that rural markets picking up for some of our products and the specific brands which we have catering to the tier 2, tier 3 markets, how are they shaping up?
So right now the rural demand is still to come up at the pace which it is required to. Right now we are actually seeing more traction in the tier 1 to tier 3 cities because of the construction activity as well as increased professional or infrastructure demand. But I think as I said earlier, that during the second half of the year, that's where we see more consumer demand coming up. And that's where the hope is that the rural sector should also start doing much better.
Okay, sir. And so lastly, from my side, on the lighting segment, if you can just help us understand, the growth has also been impacted during the quarter. And, if you look at profitability, is also under pressure. So if you can just help us with the dynamics of both B2C, B2B, and how do we see this, profitability profile for the lighting improving going forward?
So I think if you see the profitability, if you look at the contribution margins, they are not that much affected as against the segment results. And segment results are also impacted by the fact that there has been lesser growth for the consumer side of the business in the first quarter. It's also because we saw a deflationary trend in the first quarter for LED lighting. And hence, when it happens, the inventory levels in the channel also starts going down. So we do believe that in the second half of the year, especially during the season time, this demand should come back for consumer lighting. The professional lighting business has been growing at a much healthier pace as compared to consumer lighting. But I believe that the margin level is not so much of a concern. We've been maintaining, we will be around 30-31% of the contribution margins in lighting.
Got it, sir. So thanks for taking my questions. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is again with respect to the margins, but from a QOQ or sequential basis, have we taken any downward price revisions in any of the key categories that has warranted a sequential dip in our contribution margins?
That has not reflected in the drop in margins. The margin drop, as if we compare sequentially, has been due to many reasons which I've already enumerated. As far as downward price trends are concerned, yes, we have taken in cables and wires, as well as in certain cases in LED lighting as well.
Understand. So secondly, you're saying under absorption of capacities because of the weaker demand impacted by unseasonal rains in Q1. But then Q4 also see unseasonal rains across many of the regions, which could have impacted Lloyd or fan category?
Most of it was in the end of March. Yes, it affected the demand, but it didn't affect the manufacturing. Usually the inventory levels are the highest in for seasonal products at the end of March.
I understand. So thirdly, could you quantify how much has the AC industry declined in Q1? Because our channel checks do suggest that there's been a decline. Of course, Lloyd has grown by 20% revenue, but on any comments on the industry decline?
We haven't seen the figures as of now for market share, so it's difficult to comment on the industry figures right now.
Understand. And lastly, CAPEX. Do we still hold the guidance of 6 billion for FY24?
Yes, we do.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Sorry, sir, I couldn't follow the volume growth number for cables and wires. Was that 20% or 30% you said?
Upwards of 30%.
More than 30%. And is there a differential in terms of growth number for cable and wires, sir?
Pretty much the same. We actually don't give the break.
Okay. And can you help us understand, sir, in terms of the capacity utilization for the cables capacities, are we at full utilization? Is there further scope apart from the greenfield what we are expanding?
Yeah, I think as far as underground cables are concerned, we're pretty much operating at very high levels of capacity utilization. So hence the new facility for Tumkur is coming up.
Right. What I'm curious to also understand from you, sir, with respect to the industry, is there a shortage of capacity scenario and which is kind of driving the higher pricing and hence better margins? Is there a case made for that?
Well, I think overall margins do get, you know, better if there is higher demand. I would not say there is shortage of capacity, but there is margins are better, you know, when the demand is higher. So in all infrastructure-related products, industrial switchgear, professional luminaires, there is a higher demand in the last 6 months to 1 year.
Understood. And just one data keeping question, sir, with respect to unallocable expense, you know, we see that it has jumped actually from 65, 67 crore run rate to 89 crores. Is there any one-off there, or is this a new normal?
There is no one-off at this point in time. It's mainly related to rent and travel.
So that's a substantial jump QOQ, YOY, sir, 30, you know, almost 25 odd crores jump.
Yes.
That's why I was curious. So that's a 100 crores annual increase. That's why I was curious.
Sure.
So you're saying there is no norm, abnormality out there?
No.
Got it. And just one more question, if I may. If I see the difference between the contribution margin and the EBIT margin, I see a very large number for Lloyd, 120 odd crores, and the ECD business, 100 crores. Can you clarify what these two, what are these unallocable expenses for these two segments, which are the difference between the EBIT and the contribution margin?
Can you repeat the question, please?
So I'm just simply looking at the difference in terms of value between the contribution and the EBIT values for each of the segment. And I see the number is very large for ECD and the Lloyd business at 100 crores plus.
Yeah.
And there is a substantial increase. I wanted to understand what are these expenses.
Well,
are these corporate costs?
These are the expenses that are directly attributable to those businesses. For example, salaries, advertising and promotion. These are more consumer-oriented products, hence the advertising and promotion expenses are also higher in these products.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for the clarification. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Vitlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. This is a follow-up to the CapEx questions asked twice earlier. And if I go back in the 5 years, of the 2,000 odd crores you have incurred towards the capital expenditure, 1,000 crores equally is towards Havells and Lloyd's. And especially when I look at the last year, 70% of the 570 crores or 400 crores was towards Lloyd's. So could you give us a little longer-term picture in terms of, it seems to us that you are under-indexed on the capex in the Havells X of Lloyd's, and specifically when I look at some of these segments like cables and wires, where you have spent only 250 crores over the last 5 years, where the top line increase is very significant, 650. So more color on slightly longer term basis in terms of, is it that Lloyd is taking precedence over the Havells?
No, I think that's a very good question, but that's not the way to look at it. As I said, we are a very diversified portfolio of products, and there is any time when we discuss the businesses, we discuss the businesses independent of, you know, the capital allocation into other businesses. And that's also one of the strengths that we have as, you know, a strong balance sheet that we have. So it's all independent. It's not related to, we believe that, you know, when we acquired the Lloyd business, it needed more investment in terms of manufacturing and R&D. And that investment has happened and it will continue to happen. And as far as Havel's other businesses are concerned, CapEx requirements do come up at a stage when capacity utilizations are higher in any product business, and then new capacities are added. It's never either or. It's always, you know, looked at the business requirements for that particular business.
Great. So maybe it looks like last year was an anomaly where 70% was towards Lloyd, but on a 600 odd crores capex, how should one look at the mix going forward?
Sure. I think the mix this year will be more skewed towards Havells because the new facility for cables and wires is coming up in Karnataka. So I think, you know, it varies upon the timing and the requirement for the business.
Okay. The second question is, when we've seen a very strong growth in Lloyd's over the last 3-4 years, and usually we see when the growth is very strong, there is always some of these expenditures which are overlooked. So could you talk about the cost that could be taken out and where there being kind of opportunity there? And second, there is an observation that we are now seeing that from a 3-4% discount to Voltas, looks like Lloyd is now at a par or 1-odd% premium to Voltas, especially on the air conditioner prices. So could you give us a slightly longer glide path that when we had acquired and we had raised prices and then we had to go back, is that journey now heading towards where eventually we target LG and consequently we head towards a more like 6-7% EBIT margin on a 3-year basis? Is that something the reading or are we interpreting it incorrectly?
No, I think these are very intelligent questions. I do believe that, you know, you've actually seen the journey of Lloyd over the past and also looking into the future. You are absolutely right that the journey has been when we acquired the company. It had been, you know, a discounted play as a brand. And over the last 5 years, what we have invested in is brand, distribution, manufacturing and R&D. And that will continue to improve the positioning of the brand in the consumer mindset over the longer period of time. That has been the journey of Havells over the last 20 years, and I think Lloyd is on that journey for the next few years. And that's where the major investment is going on. You asked about any one-off expenses, inefficiencies in Lloyd. I would say most of it is actually investments that are happening in brand, distribution enhancement, So placement of products in new channel, modern format and e-commerce. So I think that's a lot of investment which is going on. So I do believe in the next few years, Lloyd is on that path where, you know, it would be competing against the best in the industry in terms of consumer perception as well as premiumness of the product.
Sure. Yeah, those are my questions. Thank you so much for taking my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand refrigerator capex, if you have already thought through whether it will be FY25 and if you could quantify that. And secondly, wanted to understand if you've already covered it, sorry about that, but I missed it. B2B versus B2C, what is the revenue split, or if you could help us with the growth for the quarter?
So, no, we haven't, you know, formalized our plans for refrigerator capex at this present moment. So it will be difficult to give a quantum as well as the timing for that. And secondly, as far as B2B to B2C is almost 70, same as in the past, 70% is B2C. And the growth is also about 12% on both sides.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Samir Zaveri from Perpetual Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is that what is the percentage of BLDC model fans in our overall fan portfolio?
It's around 15%.
15%. And how is the current demand for BLDC fans versus, you know, the lower rated fans? Or how is the consumer perception around it, you know, now we've been 6 months into the new norms?
At this point of time, it will be difficult for me to get into the details of this answer, but, you know, my IR can come back to you on this.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anirudh Joshi from ISEC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, two questions. Can you indicate the brand-wise revenue growth rates, Rio, Standard, Crabtree and Havells? That is question one. And Secondly, can you also indicate about the new brand Havells Studio? What is the product that we are targeting, price points, the strategy over a period of next 3 odd years? Yeah, that's it. Thanks.
So we actually don't give brand-wise numbers and hence the growth rate. So all these are, you know, housed in different SBUs. So for example, all three brands of wires would come in the wire SBU. So that's not how we look at it. We look at, you know, brand positioning and brand distribution, and hence, you know, at certain points of time, certain brands in rural markets will grow faster. So we don't give numbers for that. As far as Havells Studio is concerned, you know, we are looking at, because we have a very strong investment in R&D going on at this present moment. We come up with development of certain products which are, you know, very high-end, very, you know, technologically much more like breakthrough products, and that will be housed under the Havells Studio brand. The first product of that is an air purifier.
Okay. Sure, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Anilji, one question was on LED. Like the price has been declining for Silums. What is the reason for this? And, you know, I'm asking this purely to understand what's the outlook.
Yeah, I think LED prices had stabilized for a couple of years. Now it has, over the last few months, it has further come down. And it's also because of the global situation. If it goes up, it is passed on into the market, and if it comes down, it's passed on to the market. So it's difficult to say, give you an outlook of where the LED prices will go. All we know is that as a company, you know, our focus has to been to maintain margins. Pass on the increase or decrease in the raw material prices, especially products like LEDs or copper and aluminum.
Right. So there is no, there's not been a material reason for like significantly high imports in the country, which is driving this decline?
No, this is due to the global situation, not necessarily just because of a glut in India.
Okay, get it. And secondly, on cables, one of our peer brand reported numbers, 2 days back. The cable demand looks like extraordinarily high in the country, and you also highlighted that infra and industrial demand is pretty high. Just to understand, we're getting into elections next year. Would you foresee, or you know, based on your past experience for elections, does this like momentum continue the way it's happening right now, or you think it could, you know, the rebasing, as you said last year, same quarter the base was low. This obviously will normalize going forward in the year. Would you foresee this growth continuing at 20-25% volumes, or would you foresee a 10-15% sustainable long-term average should come back?
It's difficult to comment about elections or not, but I think it's a good sign that the infrastructure demand and industrial demand is continuing at a good pace, especially after a very long lull period for many years. So in the last 1.5 years, we have seen good growth. Let's hope for the very best.
Okay, perfect. And one last question for Rajesh ji. In the balance sheet, I can see, you know, if I look at current liabilities and provisions, the number is essentially a bit higher than normal. If you could help me understand that, is that the way you also read it, or maybe I'm looking at something else?
Yeah, I think this also includes almost about 300 crores of dividend to be paid, which was paid in the month of July.
Okay. I get that. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aviral Jain from Singular Gus. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. My question is more to
Jain,
Rajesh.
Your voice is breaking. Sir, your voice is still breaking.
Just a minute. Let me just find a bit of it. I hope this is better now.
Please proceed.
Yeah, sir, this question was on Royals. So,
what the glide path say for the in the next 5 years? What sort of numbers would you be targeting? I'm not looking for any guidance, but assuming you meet your market share target and the positioning, what sort of steady state margins you would get to? And also, what would be the drivers of those margin achievements? Would it be pricing improvement, or there are certain cost efficiencies that would come in because of better scale or better pricing?
So as I explained about 5 minutes back, you know, there is a long-term vision for Lloyd. It's a very large market of over 100,000 crores. We want to be a meaningful player, not only in the air conditioners business, but all the other product categories, which will take a longer period of time. The margin expansion will be based on many factors, including brand positioning, distribution placement in the, you know, high premium counters, product efficiencies and pricing because of the brand positioning. So it will all become a reflection of all these factors in the coming times, so which should improve the margins to industry levels at least, if not better.
And so as a corollary, sir, where do you peg the best in the industry in terms of EBITDA margins, what you would try to aspire for, given your research and understanding of the space across players?
I think that right now the aspiration is not just on certain number of EBITDA. The aspiration is very clearly that we want to be meaningful player in a 100,000 or above lakh crore market. So that's what the aspiration is. And as I said, you know, manufacturing imports or expansion, R&D imports, brand positioning, every spend of more than 140-150 crores on brand is all being done to keep this looking at the future in mind. So EBITDA levels will definitely follow with all these factors.
And sorry, one last question. So would it be fair to say that if you kind of segment the market between economy, mass premium, and say a premium, there is a big margin or a profitability differential? Because what we hear is there is intense competition with 25-30 odd brands in the economy where probably Lloyd's does not play at all. But at the higher, as you move higher up the curve and gain decent scale, then there is ability to charge premium and hence pricing power comes in, which kind of improves profitability. Which
it's not very different than, you know, the electrical industry, right? So there are hundreds of brands in the electrical industry, regional, city-wise brands, and you know, the ability to charge a premium or get the right perception from the positioning from the consumer's mindset is to be among the top players. And we also see that in the consumer durable segment. You know, if your product quality, if your positioning is right, then there will be a, if not 20, you're saying 25, but there will be just a few players, and that's already panning out. You know, if you see in the air conditioning segment, there are only 4 or 5 who contribute to more than 60% of the business. The rest, there might be a long tail, and that will always continue to be there. And you know, within that, if somebody is a mass player, that's different. But Lloyd's journey is to become a mass premium player, as just as Havells is.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Mahawar from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Anuji, hello. I just have two broad level questions. First is on the capital allocation and our manufacturing setup. Havells has always been a north-centric manufacturing entity, and the market is pan-India. We seem to be moving more towards south. We're coming out with wires plant. We're coming out with the second plant in AC, so a significant one. How will, in the long run, this help us going south, you know, moving more closer to customers, distributors, and more importantly, seems the manufacturing setup in 4 or 5 years' time, you know, will it more move towards a very balanced supply chain for Havells in North India, South India? You know, if you can throw some color, that's my first question.
I think the two plants that are coming up in South are, you know, the second plants for one product category, just like air conditioners and Havells and wires. So it always made sense to actually be you know, in a different location than in the north, for many strategic reasons. The market shares are strong in those areas, and these are anyway products which are bulky in nature, and hence takes more freight components. So it made a lot of sense to go south, and hence any expansion of an existing product category might be a bit away from where we all already are. But many of the product categories like switchgear and all, the freight costs are less as compared to other product categories. So it is always to be a balance of, you know, all the other parameters, including freight, when we decide on a manufacturing location. It made more sense to be in south with these two product categories.
Okay, fair. And second question is, I'm sorry, you know, to harp too much on Lloyd. I think a lot of questions on Lloyd, but this is, you know, a segment where, you know, room AC is still going to be the largest business for us over the next 4 or 5 years. And there, you know, I'll maybe come to the brand and other aspects later, but getting the cost right is by far the most critical part your competition like Voltas, LG, Daikin have achieved. Do you think FY25-26, when you start procuring motors, compressors to the tune of what your competition is procuring scale, you know, coupled with, you know, right now we're shipping ACs from Gelo, from north to south, you will start, and you will just start manufacturing from south for south market. You know, do you think 25-26 is the year where you'll logically break even, even assuming the AC prices stay at the current levels? Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, most of the efficiency, a lot of the efficiency will definitely come from product costs as well as logistics costs. So yes, given that, we definitely seem to be moving in the right direction towards profitability.
Okay, sir. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gopal Navandhar from SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks a lot for the opportunity. My question is again on the margin side only. Earlier, you know, we used to, you know, do a margins of 11-12%, and for last couple of quarters, there has been a bit of volatility in every quarter. Maybe in some segment we recoup, and again, you know, in the other segment we do. Generally, this kind of volatility we have not seen in the past for Havells. So is it largely just because of the raw material it is, or you know, the capability in terms of passing on these prices or market absorbing these price increases is not there, that is the reason the margins are impacted?
Yeah, I think last few quarters, as I said, the kind of volatility which happened in the raw material prices, yes, there was not only an inability, but also, you know, conscious decision to not pass on the entire cost to the market. And hence, the margins were affected. Going forward, we do believe that when the raw materials do come back to normal levels, we should be coming back to normalized levels of margins.
Okay. The second question is on the Lloyd, on the in terms of, you know, capital employed, the day we acquired, and, you know, the last financial year, if I see, there is a almost in last 4 or 5 years, the capital employed has gone up by 1,000 crore. And whereas if I see the on the contribution margin side, actually there is a absolute dip in the profitability. So basically, in terms of, you know, earning a decent equity IRR on these businesses, which is the year you think, you know, we should be able to go back to the 10-12% at least on in terms of returns on these capital employed?
Yeah, I think as I've already explained, you know, sometime back, that there is a journey for Lloyd, which we are very positive about. But definitely it's on the positive side, moving in a positive direction. We are getting increased market shares, a good amount of growth. Our costs are now stabilizing, which will help improve in margins. So going forward, you will find not only the capex requirements will become lower, but also with profitability coming in, the return on capital employed will be better.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinidhi from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So when do you expect your new greenfield cable and wire plant getting commissioned and supply starting from that plant?
Around end of this financial year.
Right. And sir, is the capacity constraint already holding back some of the growth that is available for you because of constraints?
Yeah, I would not say to a great extent, but yes, you know, if we would have more capacity, we would have better ability to cater to certain markets closer to the plant.
Right. And so second one is, it seems like channel inventory impacted primary sales in switchgear segment. So would you say in general, so that the secondary or the tertiary sales in the switchgear category is probably significantly higher than the 5% primary you reported?
As I said, in April and May, we did see some muted demand. So I do believe it's not the second quarter. We'll see a better quarter in the third and fourth. But, you know, hopefully it should come back very soon.
Right. And last one, sir, on the fan category. When you look at this category, do you see this category as a beneficiary of housing construction cycle, which seems to be on the positive side?
Yes,
largely a penetration or
like, you know, installation products and all. Once we see a uptick in the consumer's construction cycle, they also get impacted and benefited over a secondary. I would say the demand for these products come over a longer period of time, but it does come.
Okay, thank you for answering my question, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Latika Chopra from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sorry if, you know, this question was addressed earlier. But I wanted to check, you know, comments on, you know, the consumer demand recovering, you know, in the later part of the quarter. Could you specify which B2C categories you saw, you know, an improvement? And does that in any way point to your comfort that ECD segment, which is largely B2C, could revert to double-digit revenue growth rate?
Sorry, can you repeat the first half of the question? Sorry, I couldn't hear. Yeah. Could you repeat the question?
I was checking. In your press release, you talked about, you know, recovery in some of the consumer-facing segments of late. I just wanted to check which product, specific product categories did you see this trend playing out?
It's again, you know, as I said, April and May were a bit muted. June saw some amount of decent growth coming in all product categories, including, you know, switchgears, wires. But again, it has to be seen how it pans out. But I'm more hopeful about the second half of the year because, you know, the way things are going, it was not expected that the first quarter and first couple of months will be a bit muted. So we are definitely seeing that these product segments like, you know, switchgear, wires, and hopefully in the consumer durable segment also, things should start coming back soon.
And Mr. Gupta, you're saying this more from a CAGR basis because, you know, the base also starts becoming a little bit softer, right, as you move towards the second half.
Well, I didn't say it from that point of view, but yeah, that also could be an opportunity.
All right. And the second question was with respect to ECD segment margins. You know, the contribution margins in this quarter fell QOQ, though revenues were higher, you know, in absolute terms QOQ. I understand, you know, you talked about under absorption of overheads, but what really led to this particular segment? Ideally, wouldn't raw material prices be already moderating for ECD segment and that should be partly reflected in June quarter? And is there any adverse mixed effect which kind of led to this softness in margins sequentially?
I think I would attribute it to a bit more of the manufacturing overheads under absorption because in the second quarter those sales were lower than the fourth quarter the sales were lower than the first quarter. But actually the production levels were at peak levels in the fourth quarter and not in the first quarter. So I don't see, you know, the raw materials have stabilized, but also the prices have stabilized. So there's no reason why, you know, the margins would have dipped for any other reason.
Okay, and you would anticipate these margins to improve sequentially because still some part of lower commodity prices is yet to get reflected.
Yeah, also depends a little bit on the product mix within the ECD portfolio, but yes, individually product-wise, yes, they should be improving.
And last question is a little broader question. You know, for the ECD segment, we used to see, you know, 26-27% contribution margins, you know, mid to high teens EBIT margins prior to COVID. Now I understand there's a lot of volatility on raw materials, but, you know, that segment itself is becoming more competitive. And of course, you know, you are also making a lot more investments in advertising, new launches, etc. Do you think it's feasible for this segment to revert back to you know, margins that were seen pre-COVID, both in contribution and EBIT levels?
Yeah, it may be difficult in the short period of time, but over a long period of time, that would be an aspiration. But it's, you know, because, you know, more brands have been added, more product categories have been added, there has been fast growth in the appliances segment as well. So as the product mix is concerned, you know, it may not reach the same levels that which was pre-COVID levels.
All right. Thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question for today, which is from the line of Udit Dekale from Bank of America Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I have only one question on margins. So on wires and cable segment, we see the margins have dipped sequentially, and you mentioned that there have been some product price cuts. So is that the raw material dip in the raw material prices has more than offset by the product cuts that we have taken?
I think pretty much it's in the range. So I would not like to comment upon that.
Okay. That would be all for my sake.
Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Nair for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, hi. I would like to just thank the entire management and to give us an opportunity to host the call, and all the participants for being online. Thank you very much and wish you all the very best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.